The project that we test the urban nanoroid in Baltimore, because it's a bit long, our project title, Strengthening Civil Society Government Partnership to Deliver Secure Land Tenure. This project we got money from Japan Social Development Fund through World Bank, and we work closely with the Land Ministry of Land Management and Urban Planning and Construction. We work in Baltimore, and we work closely with the provincial governor and municipality governor in Baltimore. So you see that the no one is the garden area, the reserve garden area where we are working to test the urban area. This garden area is actually the government reserve this area for the gardening. But in 1990, mostly 1990, people migrate from Khmer Thai camp after they try to go out, out of Cambodia, but they cannot go out, and then they stay in the Cambodian Khmer Thai camp, and then they come back up because we have a election in 1996 under support by UN. They had to come back, and then most of the families, they sold all their property already before they left Cambodia. And when they come back, they don't have the land to live. And then they found that some piece of the garden area is free, and they start water. They don't know if it's a public or private, they don't care, they just water for a lot. And the government at that time, they also allow to water because they don't care, it's not their land. The government officer, he doesn't care. But they squatter from day to day until 2006. The number of families become 334 families living along the garden area. This garden is only 54 feet and 1,700 lands. Okay, actually the government right now they have a LANDZ project called Land Allocation for Social Economy Development. This one will apply, is implementing by the government right now. We want to provide access to land, tenure, security for the poor. And this one, they have a procedure, a long procedure, but I just picked up some to show you, because we have process like land identification, they have a land discipline, target land discipline criteria, they have how to delivery and how to set up the land before they moving the family to live in there. This is the framework of the social land concession. The first, they think about how to make a family or make a poor family to access to land and tenure. Second, they focus on the basic, only basic infrastructure, it's like water, sanitation, school, health service. So that after that, the family will become the owner and they get tenure security. And then they can improve their living condition in the new site. And this one is the purpose of the government to reduce the forced evasion or relocation money. Yeah, this one is the process of the social land concession. The first, they have to identify the local population, the household, who are they, to make sure that no one come in, because in Cambodia we have the experience with this one already. In 2006 we had one community, and after they heard that it want to move away from here. In 2006, we had one community, and there are two kind of family living there. One is the owner, another one is the renter. Urbanity. The owner of the land in Fort Worth, there are two, renter and rentee. The renter, they have land. They receive land from the government to live in the new replacement site. They got 5 by 12 meter, so 60 square meter. And then the rentee said that, the renter, when they have land already where I can live, because the renter go to the new replacement site, and after that the government think about this one, and then they decide to buy a piece of land to accommodate only 777 families of the rent team. But after they heard that the government will provide the land to them, the number of household, number of families increased around double, only 39. Because they know that, we will get the land. They try to make a frank auction. I also here. They just they have a production around $5 to $20 just pay to the relationship, and then they prepare the document, and then they receive the land. But at that time, the 5 people arrested because of the government found about it. So this is the main focus that we have to make sure that the household have to be clear number of household before receive the land. Social land concession must be the same. Otherwise, we have problem with the land allocation. And second, they have to mapping. They have to know that this is it the land that they are occupying right now is the public or private state land. If the public state land, how they can proceed? Public state land in Cambodia, no one can touch. It's based on the land law. If anyone occupy on the public state land, they will violate the law. They might have a problem and maybe living in jail or something. So they have to identify. And for this project, in Bangabong project, we find that the garden area is the public state land. So this is a political will from the government also, from the provincial governor. He also has a willing to support those families, and then he decide to support this project, to write a letter to the Prime Minister on time, to change, to reclassify the land from public state land to be private state land, so that the provincial governor have authority to allocate the land for those families living on that area. Even his subordinate told him that, why you agree with this project? Why don't you just sell that land? Because about 5 million to 10 million also. So why don't you just sell it and get the money in the pocket? He said, no, we want to give the land to the poor family and just allocate some piece of land for the garden and make development on site on that area.